Governor Evers vetoed legislation last week that supporters say could have helped deal with the shortage of certified nursing assistants in Wisconsin. The bill would have lowered the number of training hours for CNAs from 120 to 75, which would put them in line with federal standards. But critics said the change wouldn't leave CNAs equipped to deal with the complex care they're expected to give. Last week, we heard from someone from UW-Madison's School of Nursing who opposed the bill. Today, we'll hear from a supporter. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you work as a CNA or with CNAs? What do you think of the idea of reducing the number of mandated training hours? Again, you can give us a call at 800-642-1234. Gay Magnifici is a Republican member of the Wisconsin State Assembly, representing the 28th Assembly District in northwestern Wisconsin. This includes most of Polk and Burnett counties, as well as some of St. Croix. She also previously worked as a registered nurse for 35 years. Representative Magnifici, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Judith. I'm happy to be here today.
Well, tell us what your reaction was to the governor's veto of this legislation.
I was extremely disappointed that Governor Evers vetoed this much-needed bill to help with the long-term crisis that we have here in northwest Wisconsin. My district is very rural. It borders Minnesota. And Minnesota abides by the federal CNA training hours, and they are ranked second highest for quality of care among all 50 states. And I have made it a point to visit several of the nursing homes in my area. I've talked to administrators, registered nurses, and the CNAs, and most were very supportive of this bill because it just seems that everyone is short of help and that they're having to work overtime, and it's really hard on them. And this bill did receive bipartisan support, and our Democrat senator here in the 10th District is also a co-sponsor of this bill.
So can you make the case for us, Representative, why would reducing the number of training hours for CNAs help deal with that shortage that your district and many others are dealing with?
Well, I know there's CNAs from Minnesota that would love to come over here and work, but they would be required to either repeat the 120 hours or take an additional 45 hours, even though they have years of experience. And I think it would just really help as far as like single moms that they could, get the training done and get to work.
Last week, we spoke to Sarah Endicott. She's with UW-Madison's School of Nursing, and she operates skilled nursing facilities in rural Wisconsin. She supported the veto of the bill, and here's a little of what she had to say.
People come into the field, they're interested in healthcare and helping others, but then they run into challenges once they're working in those settings and they leave. And not necessarily for higher paying jobs, but because they don't feel like they have, in some cases, the training and the education they need to provide the kind of care that they want to give.
So Sarah's saying there that people are leaving these jobs, which is making the shortage worse because they don't have all the training they need, not because there's too much training. What would you respond to that?
I don't think that they're leaving because they don't have enough training. I think they might be getting burnt out because the nursing homes are short of help and they're having to work harder to make up for that. So, and I know I've talked to some CNAs here in the Amory area, and they talked about how the new CNAs are teamed up with experienced CNAs so that they gain skills and competence.
Go ahead, please.
No, it's just that, I believe that this bill is just a small step to kind of ease the staffing shortage. But the CNAs are teamed up with experienced CNAs. They work as a team. They're just, I just believe that the CNAs are dedicated, caring, and compassionate, skilled caregivers. I mean, they are the eyes and the ears for the nursing staff, and they're a very important part of the healthcare team. But I believe training is ongoing. I know when I worked as a nurse, I learned something new every day. And every facility, I think, is just a little bit different. And These CNAs are just great. They adapt to changes, and I just don't see that that's an issue.
We're talking right now with Representative Gay Magnifici. She's a Republican member of the Wisconsin State Assembly, and she supported the bill that would have reduced the mandated number of hours for training of certified nursing assistants. And let's go to the phone, and Judy in Ripon is with us. Hi, Judy.
Hi. I've been an ICU nurse for over 30 years. My husband is a physician that took care of, he doesn't any longer, but took care of nursing home patients on a regular basis. Do not ratchet things down continuously. We are constantly ratcheting down education. That is not the answer to getting them to stay or even getting them into the field. The answer is more pay, which, of course, isn't going to happen. My husband would call, and he would want to talk to an RN on the floor at the nursing home. There was not a one to be found. They're so overworked and so busy, so he would have to talk to the CNAs. Now, back when I was in nursing school, we were taught the CNAs do not speak with the physicians. They have to, it has to be an RN, licensed RN, to speak with a physician. So he would, and this is no longer the case. The laws haven't changed, but the actual practice has changed. So what happens is he's talking to CNAs, and they do not have a clue about what he's asking. They are, and it's not their fault. It's not their fault. They're trying hard. But reducing the amount of education for anybody caring for, you know, our elderly is not the answer. We don't decrease the amount of hours and training for a firefighter. My gosh, you know.
Thanks for that call, Judy. And Representative Magnifici, lots of issues there, one of which is the issue of pay. We did hear from a few callers last week who brought up the issue of pay for CNAs being so low. How big a factor do you think that issue is to keeping people in the field?
Oh, I think pay is a big factor. I know in this biannual budget that we just had, I know there was an increase of $67 million that was to improve wages for direct care staff. And then direct funding to nursing homes was supposed to be increased by $74 million. And then there was $91 million that was to increase for funding to help seniors and people with disabilities to stay in their homes. But, yeah, I totally agree with that, that funding and pay is a big factor, because it is. It's hard work. It's physical work. It's emotionally draining work. And these CNAs are just, they are dedicated. They love what they do. My dad spent the last 8 months of his life, he was 93, he had a heart attack, and was in a nursing home for 8 months. I was there every day that I possibly could be there. And I worked with the CNAs too. They were just awesome. They're hardworking and dedicated. I couldn't have asked for better help.
It seems, Representative Magnifici, that there is a lot of agreement on either side of this issue, that CNAs work hard, that they deserve more pay, that it's hard work, mm-hmm. and that our it's often the most vulnerable members of our families and our communities yeah. who are receiving care primarily from CNAs. Given that there is so much agreement around this issue, moving forward, are you planning to go back to the drawing board and work with Governor Evers and his administration to hopefully find some solutions that everyone can get on board with?
I am on the Committee for Aging and Long-Term Care, and I am committed to helping in any way that to help ease the staffing shortage and to increase pay for the CNAs. Just because in our district, up in the northwestern area of Wisconsin, we have an aging population, and it's only going to get worse. So I would rather do something now about it. I mean, we're in a crisis situation already, but it's only going to get worse, and I am willing to do whatever it takes to help. But I really think this bill would definitely have helped a little bit. It would have been a step.
Well, Representative Magnifici, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. We appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
That was Gay Magnifici, a rep- a Republican member of the Wisconsin State Assembly. She represents the 28th Assembly District that includes most of Polk and Burnett counties, as well as part of St. Croix. She was with us today to talk about why she supported legislation that would have reduced the state's training requirements for CNAs to be in line with federal standards. Governor Evers vetoed that legislation last week. You can find our interview with a UW-Madison School of Nursing professor who supported that move online at WPR.org/centraltime.